Public universities that serve low-income students have struggled for years with low graduation rates. Historically Black colleges and universities, or HBCUs, including those in Maryland, face this problem especially acutely. WYPR's Jonna McCone takes a look at the reasons for these low graduation rates and how schools in Maryland are trying to solve the problem.
Three Coppin State University students, all in their mid-20s, sit in the student union talking about the challenges of working towards a bachelor's degree.
My name is William Lassane. I'm 27 years old. Technically, at Coppin, I am a sophomore, but right on the cusp of being a junior. I'm from Baltimore City, Park Heights, West Baltimore area. To be honest with you, I've been in college for 10 years, on and off. I've struggled in trying to achieve the associate's degree. Now I'm finding new struggles in trying to achieve the bachelor's degree.
Lassane's younger brother is in jail and soon to return home. Several family members of his have died in the past year. He says he's not making excuses. He's just faced challenges he could never have imagined.
When you're from Baltimore, you're trying to do things that have never been done before, or at least you've never seen them directly in front of you.
He says his mother wasn't educated in a traditional sense, but she made sure her children knew the importance of school.
And what she didn't have, she wanted her four children to have.
Keon Elder is getting through college more quickly, but he's faced challenges of his own.
This is my seventh year of college. None of my brothers went to college. I come from a family of like a high volume of drugs, whether they was an addict or they sold drugs or anything of that. My first 2 years, I started at CCBC. Coming out of high school, like I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't know how I'd like to even apply for college.
Which is how he ended up at community college. Elder had a D average at the Community College of Baltimore County, or CCBC.
I did terrible my first 2 years. I can honestly say that. Transferred to BCCC, got a 3.5 there. Only went there for 1 year, got 3.5, and I transferred with a Coppin. Made Dean's List last spring, got a scholarship and all that, so I didn't have to take out a loan.
Lassane and Core Williams swap high fives with Elder. Williams moved to Baltimore County from Brooklyn 10 years ago when he was 15.
School was over after high school. I didn't think it was anything after that. My mother was talking and she was putting in my head that I'd either had to go to school or get a trade.
Williams decided to become a plumber, which didn't work out. So he enrolled in community college at CCBC, where he got into a fight and was kicked out.
It's like my mind wasn't there. I was given a second chance, so I went to Baltimore City Community College. As the years progressed, I started doing way better. Got very cool with an advisor. His name was Professor Vance, and I was always inspired by him. He had 12 degrees, and that was just motivation for me to just keep on pushing, keep on pushing, keep on pushing.
Williams applied to a few schools and decided he wanted to go to an HBCU. He expects to graduate from Coppin this spring with a degree in psychology. Just one out of five Coppin students, 20%, graduates within 6 years. The rate at Morgan State University, Baltimore's other HBCU, is around 30%. That's compared to a national average of 60%. Dr. Ernest Steele, an associate professor at Morgan, says the low graduation rates are related to educational disparities, and it's the university's job to help students overcome them.
If you're a student who has been deprived structurally, systemically, by the educational deficits in your geography, you just simply aren't as prepared, and you do need more support.
Dr. Tiffany Mfume works on retention and helping students finish on time at Morgan. She says two out of three need remedial courses to prepare them for school, but she says it's not necessarily holding them back.
We've done research at Morgan to show that students who test into a developmental course and take it in the first semester, earning grades of C or better, are more successful overall as far as their earned credits and cumulative GPA that first year than students who didn't need remediation at all.
Students take these courses along with standard first-year classes. Morgan also has a summer program for students who need extra help. Still, across the nation, students at universities are not finishing on time, or at all. They get stuck taking pre-college classes and are not only spending more time on courses, but losing the opportunity to earn an income sooner. Mfume says students and families need to know about college and its expectations before they start.
The open house visit for many families may be their first time on a college campus.
May I have the school? the College of Liberal Arts. Ready?
This year's open house in late March starts with a welcome session, and families break into groups to hear about the school's majors.
I go up the stairs to the second floor.
The nutrition and nursing session is packed with families and soon-to-be freshmen or transfer students. A nursing major shares her experiences.
I'm in my 30s, so I work full-time. I have a teenage child. I just have so many things going outside of school that makes it so much more challenging for me to excel in school. But this is something that I really want.
Despite all the other barriers, Umfume says money is the biggest problem for students.
The day before you have to drop classes for non-payment, oh, we're, you know, over 8,000 students. This is so exciting. And then the deadline comes and you drop down to 6,500 students now because there are 1,500 students who couldn't make their financial obligation, couldn't meet it.
Those 15,000 typically owed less than $2,000, even though Morgan has one of the lowest tuition rates in the state. The school now offers microgrants, and Maryland's Higher Education Commission has a program called One Step Away for students who need a small amount of money to finish their senior year. The amount available for students across the state each year? $250,000. That can serve 125 students in Maryland. Keon Elder and Will Lassane say the expectations to earn money, and earn it right away when you come from a poor household, can make it hard to see the long-term potential.
I don't have an income. I'm taking 21 credits just to graduate, and I'm doing an internship that I'm not getting paid for. Where can I fit work in? Throughout this whole semester, I had 5 different jobs call me, but I couldn't take near one.
It's a sacrifice Elder says he's willing to make, but one that cuts deeper when your family has few resources. As tuition at public universities rises, along with the gap in earnings between those with a high school diploma and a bachelor's degree, successfully completing a college education becomes more complex. I'm Jonna McCone, reporting in West Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.
Thank you.